You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Tuesday, January 4th, 2022. Hopefully the start of the new year has been okay for you. We're only 4 days in, so, you know. And after the last 2 years that we have all endured everywhere around the world, you know, who knows what could fucking happen, okay? Who knows? Anyway, hopefully, you know, you recovered from your New Year's Eve festivities and you're back in your life again and onward and upward, hopefully. You know, I wanted to tell you guys a little story. This, I published this on the website, and if you want to read more about this in detail, it's on there. I received a question from a married man, married in a heterosexual relationship, who's a faggot, and he has a wife and he has a couple of kids, and he went and found an alpha that lives nearby, near, like, in his neighborhood, essentially. And he followed, you know, my methodology to the T. He went to this alpha, approached him, made it, you know, kind of chatted him up, made an offer. This alpha was a personal trainer, and the alpha said, "Yeah, I'm alpha, and you know, I will take the lead." And so he basically enslaved this married faggot, and the married faggot began to, you know, he would sneak away, tell his wife he's going for a run or whatever, and he would run over to this alpha's house and service him, okay, and things like that. And this went on for a while, and then the alpha introduced one of his alpha buddies into the mix, and you know, this is something that happens a lot. You know, alphas will share their faggots with their brothers. And so this new alpha, the original alpha, the personal trainer alpha, told this married faggot that he wanted this faggot to serve his buddy, okay? So he relinquished control of the faggot to his alpha brother. And the new alpha quickly discovered that who the married faggot was, he knew the married fag's wife through connections, and he knew them on Facebook, and he knew he was married, and he knew where he lived and everything else. And new alpha began to make comments about how if this married fag ever disobeys him or disappoints him or, you know, refuses to do what he says, that he's going to out this married fag to his wife. Okay. Essentially breaking up their marriage and everything else. So, and this faggot was asking me for advice. Well, I mean, you know, my advice to this guy is the same advice that I give to every faggot on earth. Do not get married if you're a faggot. Don't get married to a woman if you're a faggot. Period. If you have even the slightest inkling that this is something that you need or want or desire, then do not get married to a woman. I mean, it just doesn't make any fucking sense. You have to, at some point or another, think about somebody else besides yourself, you know. I mean, you're taking a woman's life, and you're basically upending it, you know. And it's wrong. And especially when you have kids, you have kids, you know, those kids are going to have a faggot for a father. And if that faggot ever fails as a father, you know, by, of course, being outed by an alpha, a destructive alpha, then what? Those kids' lives are destroyed. The woman's life is destroyed. The kids' lives are destroyed because you don't have the guts to do what's right. I mean, there's just no excuse for it. You can't just wipe it away. You can't sweep it under the rug as just faggot weakness. That's stupid. These are choices that faggots make that put lives at risk, you know. So I really don't have a lot of sympathy for married faggots. I don't, you know. And I've always had a problem with it. I've dealt with this a lot. It's epidemic. And sure, you can partly blame society for, you know, sort of forcing these faggots into a situation, you know. I'm not talking about faggots in the Middle East where they don't really have a choice because they're going to die if they don't conform. But I'm talking about faggots in North America or in Europe or whatever. Free societies. There's no reason why a faggot should be marrying a woman ever. We don't have fucking arranged marriages, okay? You don't have to do that. Anyway, here's my advice to the faggot that was asking me, this married faggot, you know, because he was not sure what he should do. He's got this destroyer alpha who is threatening to harm his life. My advice to him was to go to the first alpha and explain his concerns to his first alpha and have that alpha intervene. Because alphas ultimately will correct each other. And that's kind of their job, is to do that kind of work, you know. And that's really the only solution to that problem, you know. Because, you know, if a destroyer alpha wants to go in and harm somebody, unless there's a force, an opposing force, he's not going to respond. Destroyer alphas are kind of like pit bulls, okay? Like, you really just have to take a hammer and beat them over the fucking head because they will not stop charging, you know? So, it's a situation. And again, this is why you stay out of those situations. I'm sorry that you're a faggot and you're in a marriage and that you are probably doomed to not ever experience your truth. But that's the choice you made. Okay? Now, I will say, to my credit, like, I was dating girls before I discovered I was a faggot at age 17. And I was having sex with girls. As soon as I discovered that I was a faggot, I stopped. I broke up with my last girlfriend immediately. I was, you know, and I was very mean about it too, okay? Very, very mean. I essentially broke up with her in a McDonald's drive-thru. I said, look, I'm done. I don't have any interest in keeping up this relationship. And she started crying her eyes out. And I had pulled over in a parking spot on the parking lot at McDonald's, and I ate my food while she bawled her eyes out. And then after I was finished eating, I looked at her food and I said, "Are you going to eat that?" And then I drove her home and dropped her off, and she still refuses to talk to me even to this day. So, yeah, it was not nice. But the point is, I ripped the Band-Aid off, okay? As soon as I recognized what I was and the truth about what I was, I just stopped, you know. I wasn't gonna drag a girl through that, you know. Now, one caveat to this. In my mid-20s, I got to know this girl named Molly. And Molly I became very close to Molly. Faggots will oftentimes get very involved with females, close to females. And sometimes they'll mistake that kind of friendship, love that you get with females for real love, sexual love, you know, like romantic love. Eros as opposed to agape or something, or phileo love. So, she was very interested in marrying me. And I was not, at that time in my life, I wasn't just broadcasting it, you know, far and wide that I was a faggot, you know. So she didn't know anything about me being a faggot. And we got very close, and it seemed like she wanted to marry me, okay? And I will admit that I wavered on that, you know. And at the time, I was serving an alpha master, but I wasn't living with him. And so, yet I ended up moving in with him and becoming owned, you know, 24/7. But, at the time I was still available to be wandering around, hanging out with her and stuff. And there was a moment where I thought to myself, do I want to grab onto the normal thing? You know, here's the chance right here with her to just become a married male, like all my friends were married, and not stand out anymore, you know? Like I would have a partner that I would go on dinner dates with other people, and everything would be normal. I'd have a wife that I would go to Christmas with the family and stuff. There was a great, great pull on me for that brief moment, okay? So I talked to my master about it, and at the time, and he said very simply, can you give up being a faggot? And I said, no. And he said, that's right. That's what you are. And that's what you always will be. So you can't do that to her. And it was just like, you know, it was like he had resurrected the voice inside my head when I was 17, you know. And so I told Molly, I sat her down and I said, look, I'm a faggot and I can't marry you, you know. We're not going to be able to do this, you know. And she got very upset and she didn't talk to me for, I don't know, it was months. And we worked together, so we saw each other on in an ongoing way. So it was awkward, you know, but, eventually we got over it. And then, you know, I moved jobs and, I didn't see her anymore. So, and I've lost touch with her. But, and she did end up getting married to somebody else. So, you know, but the point is that there was a moment where I had to make that choice. Do I want the normal thing? Do I want the, what everybody else is doing? Do I want that? And I just couldn't make that. I couldn't do it because ultimately living in truth is better than a lie, you know? So there you go. And, you know, there are definitely times where I get lonely, you know, or like the romantic aspect of things pulls up on me sometimes, you know. Now, the universe gave me baby boy, okay, and he is my heart and soul now, you know. And so I feel like baby boy was sort of an answer to maybe a silent prayer in my heart, you know, for something like that. I mean, I don't know. I think there's lots of reasons why I ended up with baby boy in my life. Beyond that, but you know, I just think I was just trying to do the right thing, you know, and not harm. I didn't want to do any harm, you know, to other people. I didn't want to hurt Molly. I didn't want to hurt other girls. I didn't want to hurt children in the future, anything like that. And I think it's incumbent on faggots around the world, if you're able, to stand by your principles and not harm others, okay? You've got to accept that you're a faggot. You just have to accept it and move on and live the best life that you can and stop being selfish. So I was so disturbed by that. As you can tell, I was really bothered by it. And so I just really had to talk about it on this podcast, and I want all my fag brothers around the world to just be safe, be happy, and be truthful, be honest with yourself, you know. And I really, really hope that that can happen for all of them around the world. So, anyway. Speaking of honest, truthful faggots, I've got one for the next podcast. You might have been able to recall the interview I did with Fag Brian a couple months ago. His master Gregory had requested an interview of his faggot Brian, and we did it. It was great. And the primary reason why the interview took place is because Master Gregory wanted other alphas to come and use his faggot. And guess what? The podcast bore fruit. There were alphas that came and used him because of the podcast. And so we're going to get an update on some of that. And I mean, I just did the interview last night. It was a great interview. I really had a good time, and I think you guys will enjoy it. So I'm looking forward to getting that out for you. Other than that, I guess I will let you go. All right? Take care. Love ya. Bye.